Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, we'll get to LeBron at some point. LeBron has no take on China, but he's got strong takes on Rob Manfred, whose name he doesn't know. He just calls him baseball commissioner. Let's go to West Palm Beach right now, and our boots on the street down there, as the promo guy likes to say. He's brought to you by Texas Bay Credit Union, Adam Spillane, at Astros Spring Training in West Palm Beach. Adam, good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm good, Sean. How are you?
We're doing great up here in Houston. What was the big doings in Astros Spring Training yesterday? If there was one big takeaway yesterday through media scrums, chatter around the batting cage, everything else, what was the big thing yesterday?
There really wasn't any chatter, I mean, per se. I mean, there wasn't any one big topic that took precedence over the others. I just think that guys were happy to be back out on the field and competing. You got to see live batting practice yesterday. You had 9 different pitchers get on the mound and face live hitters. Included in that was Jose Urquidy, who right now appears to be penciled in to be the Astros' 4th starter. Chris Devinsky threw. And we also saw Forrest Whitley throw against big league hitters. I mean, he faced George Springer, he faced Michael Brantley, he faced Jordan Alvarez. So we were in that portion of camp. And then you go down to the bullpen mound, and Justin Verlander, who did not throw his scheduled bullpen on Friday, he was back out on the mound, and he threw 44 or 45 pitches, so he seems to be doing fine.
Sorry, my mic wasn't working there, because I hadn't pressed it on, Adam,
yeah,
is the issue. Adam, Forrest Whitley, based on what you've seen of him in years past, does it look like all this extra weight is affecting his motion at all or helping his velocity, anything like that?
You know, the velocity, I don't know. And they're not even worried about velocity at this point of spring. He did say, and this was on Friday, he said that when he threw his first bullpen, things felt a little awkward at first, which is what he expected. I did ask George Springer how he felt that Whitley looked, and Springer said that Whitley looked fine. I think that they're happy with what they have seen of him so far. And the added weight, he added 15 pounds from the start of spring training last year, and he thinks that will benefit him more once you get into May, June, July, as opposed to February, March, April. So that's something to watch for down the road with Whitley. Let's say he gets off to a good start in AAA. I'm assuming he'll start the season in AAA. If he gets off to a good start and then he's able to maintain that good start, I think that shows that adding the weight helped him.
The other guy that made a big body composition change was Alex Bregman, who says he lost about 20 pounds. And I had thought when he got up to speak at the press conference that he looked a little bit trimmer, hard to tell with the baggy clothes that they're wearing. But does he look noticeably trimmer? He doesn't seem like a guy that had 20 pounds to lose.
No, you're right, and I didn't even notice it. I'll be honest with you. I had no idea, and I guess I'm not that perceptive enough to pick up on it. The one guy that I've noticed that had lost a pretty significant amount of weight was Chris Devinsky. But with Bregman, like you said, I didn't know he had 20 pounds there to lose. And he said that he did it in order to get off to a better start. He doesn't think that he has started the season strong the last 2 years. And I can tell you yesterday, he did hit a home run off of Cy Snead during live batting practice. And then he doubled off of him on the very next pitch. So it's too early to know if that will have any sort of an impact. But if it does, just remember that he came into camp a little trimmer than he did in the past. But I can't tell the difference.
Cy Snead will be suing the Astros 5 years from now when he finds out that Alex Bregman was stealing signs.
And he'll rat everybody out.
Cy Snead's going to get released tomorrow. All because of the cheating.
That's right. And this better not affect Chris Devinsky strut from the bullpen, this weight loss. That's all I'm going to say about that. Adam Spillane joining us from West Palm Beach. Adam, how would you say the questions to these players are unfolding here when it comes to the sign stealing? Particularly, it seems like there's a new prominent all-star caliber player speaking out about this every single day. It was Bellinger last week. It was Mike Trout earlier this week. Yesterday, it was Aaron Judge. Are guys getting asked questions about this, and how thick is the cocoon down there from some of the noise from these other spring training camps?
Sean, there wasn't one question asked to an Astros player about anything that anyone else from another camp said yesterday. I think that everyone knows, at least it felt like most of the people that were here yesterday were people that have been here, and they know that they're going to get the same answer at this point. So the Astros aren't going to respond anymore. I mean, like you said, it's a different player every day, so you can just essentially put the same answer in for every single guy. Dusty Baker was asked about Nick Markakis, and you know, he didn't really want to get into it too much. He just said that Nick Markakis isn't a guy that talks about it. He was surprised to hear Nick Markakis pop off the way that he did, and Dusty said that he must have eaten his Wheaties that morning.
That's right. I'm glad you brought up Dusty Baker, because obviously it's a different personality, different guy, wasn't there. One of the stories that had emerged about Kyle Tucker last year was that he didn't necessarily fit the personality of a lot of the other Astros in terms of urgency or kind of the way he went about his business. Had you ever sensed that about Kyle Tucker? And do you think that maybe Dusty Baker might be a good influence him in a way that perhaps AJ Hinch couldn't influence him?
I hadn't noticed that, but I can understand it just because Kyle Tucker is so much younger than everyone else on that team. I mean, when you look at, he was drafted the same year as Bregman, but he was drafted out of high school. Bregman was drafted out of LSU. So it could just be a youth thing, where he's maybe trying to ease into things a little bit, and everyone else is a big leaguer who is an established big leaguer. And now all of a sudden that they kind of know what it takes more to succeed at that level than Kyle Tucker does. I don't know if Dusty Baker will have an impact on that. I really don't. I did see him and Dusty Baker talking with each other at one point yesterday during that live BP. Dusty's kind of just making the rounds every single day as he tries to get to know everyone.
You know what? That's a really good point just about the age difference. And it makes me think of the Astros and some of the complaints from within the clubhouse before they brought in Brian McCann and, Carlos Beltran to kind of bring a certain veteran presence there. I guess it could be as simple as just the onboarding of taking a young guy and really letting him know what it takes to make it in the major leagues.
And everybody likes him. So, yeah. I mean, you hear with some teams, and I know of one team where they had the top prospect, and the two best players on the team essentially kicked that top prospect out of the clubhouse. They didn't like the way that he approached his business. There's none of that with Kyle Tucker. I mean, everyone likes Kyle Tucker. Everyone respects Kyle Tucker. I just think that it's one of those things where, as a young guy, you just have to understand what it takes to succeed at this level, because the big leagues are so different than minor league baseball. And it's one thing to be able to hit minor league pitching. It's one thing to come in prepared to play a minor league season, but a big league season is completely different.
And Adam Spillane has spent a lot of time around minor league baseball, so he speaks with experience. He is our reporter down there in West Palm Beach with the Astros at spring training. He's presented by Texas Bay Credit Union. Dusty Baker is going to meet with the media later this morning. Adam, we're going to catch up with you after that in the 9 o'clock hour, so we look forward to catching up with you again a little later.
Sounds good, Sean. Thank you.
All right, take care. Adam Spillane joining us from West Palm Beach.
I like the way he sounds like the Crash Davis of the sports media world there.
Adam Spillane?
The way you said he spent a lot of time around the
minor
leagues.
Didn't he say yesterday he spent 10 years doing
broadcasting. Play-by-play for one of the Broncos?
Some team in Colorado, the Rockies, yeah.
I wonder if he's got any good stories like Crash Davis from Bull Durham. Did he bed Susan Sarandon or the equivalent?
Adam
in Denver?
Spillane?
Yeah.
He wasn't a player, so that might be difficult. I don't know.
No, but I'm saying I'm making the Crash Davis comparison.
Yeah. That's...
What are the equivalent of, I don't know, maybe the Triple-A press corps had like a Susan Sarandon type that just was a groupie of those guys.
That could be.
And Spillane.
Bull Durham was in 1984. The broadcasting genre has evolved over time. Maybe he was the one the females wanted to go after.
I know the athletes these days, when they travel on sports, especially where they might have a little bit more downtime, Instagram and Facebook and whatnot has made the meeting up with other friendly people a lot different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot easier.
Yeah. I remember I went
right
to...
Right there on the buffet.
One of my friends that was coaching a small college rugby team, mm-hmm. and I went to go visit, I went to go watch it at Ohio State. So it was this, and I'm like, I'm looking around, and I'm like, how do you guys have so many female fans here in Ohio when your school is in the South? And he was like, I don't know, these kids, I don't know, they meet each other on Instagram, and then
Good
it wasn't
times.
Like groupies or anything. I'm not saying, like, you know, it was just they meet people from other places, and it's a different world out there.
It is, no doubt. We're excited to bring you the Sports Radio 610 Best Bugs Tour presented by Coors Light. That's right, we're spending the next 7 weeks going to the best crawfish restaurants in all the Houston area. We want you to participate in this, obviously, in being at all these events, but we want you to let us know where we should go. Comment on our social media. Use the hashtag #BestBugs. It's crawfish season, so let's do this thing here, this Best Bugs Tour. Today at 1:45 on In the Loop, they're going to unveil where next week's Fat Tuesday kickoff party is going to be. It's going to be a lot of fun. You won't want to miss that. It's the Sports Radio 610 Best Bugs Tour, presented by Coors Light.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.